This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Leaders of the world's most powerful democracies are devoting much of the first full day of the Group of Seven summit in Japan to finding new ways to punish Russia for its 15-month invasion of Ukraine. Meantime, Chinese envoys have met with Ukraine's leaders to discuss ending the war. We get more from the AP's Karen Chamas.
According to China, the meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came about amid discussions between envoy Li Hui and Ukraine's foreign minister. The envoy's visit followed an earlier phone call between Zelensky and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ukrainian officials say that over 2 days, Li and Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba discussed ways to stop Russian aggression. Xi's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator in the 15-month-long conflict, but has supported Moscow politically and economically. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a Supreme Court decision on the liability of some social media companies.
The High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago. The High Court returned the case of an American college student killed in a Paris terror attack to a lower court. Families of victims in both attacks said the companies did not do enough to keep extremist groups from using the platforms to radicalize and recruit people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy that were cut off from highways, electricity, and cell phone service following heavy rains and flooding. Farmers in the Emilia-Romagna region are warning of heavy losses, and authorities have begun mapping out cleanup and reconstruction plans. Death toll from rains that pushed through 24 rivers and tributaries, bursting their banks, stood at 9, with some people still unaccounted for. Federal regulators here in the U.S. trying to get airbag part manufacturers to recall its inflators that potentially pose a risk in the event of a crash. We get more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Few drivers know of the concerns, and because of a dispute between federal safety regulators and an airbag parts manufacturer, they are not likely to find out anytime soon. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding that the manufacturer Arc Automotive of Knoxville, Tennessee, recall 67 million inflators that could explode with such force as to blow apart a metal canister and expel shrapnel. But ARC is refusing to do so, setting up a possible court fight with the agency. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
49 migrants from Honduras, Haiti, Venezuela, El Salvador, Brazil, and Cuba who had been kidnapped from a commercial bus in central Mexico had been found, according to Mexico's defense minister. Authorities say the migrants were found in several groups in the central state area of San Luis Potosi and the neighboring state of Nuevo León to the north, including about 30 people earlier on Thursday. According to the defense minister, several hundred members of Mexico's armed forces had participated in the search. The bus drivers had not been located as of Thursday evening. AP correspondent Ed Donahue now has the latest in the killing of the founder of Cash App.
A judge ruled tech consultant Nima Momemi is a public safety risk and should be held without bail. Bob Lee was found with 3 stab wounds, including 1 to the heart last month in a San Francisco neighborhood. Brooke Jenkins is the San Francisco DA.
Anyone who's capable of violently killing someone in society is a public safety risk, regardless of whether we think a murder was intentional or not.
Prosecutors have not provided a motive, but say Momemi stabbed Lee after dispute related to Momemi's sister. Paula Canny is Momemi's attorney.
I'm going to say my defense is it is an accident with a cross between self-defense and accident.
Prosecutors say Momemi's DNA was on the handle of the knife and on the bloody blade. I'm Ed Donahue.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.